Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. The European Commission sent statements of objection to Valve, Bandai Namco, Capcom, Focus Home, Koch Media, and ZeniMax, issuing a preliminary view that bilateral agreements that prevent users from buying and using PC games outside of the country of residence goes against EU antitrust rules. This would infringe on the EU's Article 101, as it denies European consumers the benefits of the EU's digital single market, as geo-blocking prevents cross-border sales in some EU member countries. If sufficient evidence of infringement is found after an investigation, the European Commission can ban the behavior and issue fines of up to 10% of the publisher's annual worldwide turnover. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission issued guidelines this week for companies that want to sell digital tokens. The SEC considers most cryptocurrencies an investment contract. That means they should be considered securities and registered with the SEC before being offered to the public. The SEC guidelines do say Bitcoin and Ethereum are not securities because they are decentralized. In a separate letter this week, Turnkey Jet was also allowed to offer unregistered tokens because the proceeds would not be used to build the token network and the tokens would not trade outside Turnkey's platform. The Australian Parliament passed a new law on Thursday called the Sharing of Abhorrent Violent Material, which creates new offenses for content service providers and hosting services that fail to notify the Australian Federal Police about or fail to swiftly remove videos depicting terrorist acts, murders, attempted murders, and so on. The Digital Industry Group, which represents Google, Facebook, Twitter, Amazon, and Verizon Media in Australia, argued that the bill was passed without enough consultation and threatens penalties against tech companies for content created by users. The U.S. Department of Justice has warned the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences that changing its rules to limit the eligibility of Netflix for Oscar awards could diminish sales for the excluded films and potentially violate Section 1 of the Sherman Act that prohibits anti-competitive agreements among competitors. Steven Spielberg has been advocating to eliminate movies that premiere on streaming too close to their actual theatrical premieres. Currently, a movie just has to have a theatrical run to qualify. Facebook announced the Why Am I Seeing This feature for the newsfeed, providing details into how its algorithm sorts non-ad content for the first time. The explanation will also feature shortcuts to See First, Unfollow, Newsfeed Preferences, and Privacy Settings to allow for further newsfeed customization. The feature is rolling out to all users and will be available across Facebook on May 2nd. South Korea was set to become the first country to launch commercial 5G mobile service Friday, but Verizon flipped the switch early on its service in Chicago and Minnesota. The Motorola Z3 is the only phone currently available in the U.S. that can take advantage of the service, and customers will pay an extra $10 a month to access it. Multiple carriers launched in South Korea Friday. SK Telecom expects 1 million 5G customers by the end of the year, and KT Corp is offering its 5G plans with unlimited data at a lower price than its LTE plans. The Samsung Galaxy S10 5G can be used on the service there, and LG is releasing a 5G-capable phone in Korea later this month. WhatsApp has introduced a tip line to send forwards, rumors, and suspicious-sounding messages and have them verified. It's an effort ahead of the Indian elections, when misinformation campaigns tend to spike across the country. When a message reaches the tip line, the submitter will receive a response informing whether the information is true, false, misleading, disputed, or presently unverifiable. The system accepts texts, pictures, links, and video in English, as well as Hindi, Telugu, Bengali, and Malayalam. Slack plans to list on the New York Stock Exchange in June or July, a source tells Bloomberg. Slack is reportedly looking to take Spotify's approach and opting for a direct stock listing rather than raising capital through an initial public offering. Slack was valued at $7.1 billion by private investors last year, and in February, the company said it had confidentially filed paperwork with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission for the offering. Walmart is taking on Amazon by letting customers order groceries by voice through Google's Smart Home Assistant. Shoppers can add items directly to their online shopping carts starting this month by saying, "Hey Google, talk to Walmart." Information from prior purchases will help the system to choose correct brands and sizes. The voice shopping service is the latest partnership between Walmart and Google that began in August 2017. Adobe announced it's bringing its Content Aware Fill to After Effects. Content Aware Fill in Photoshop fills in deleted objects in a photo with appropriate pixels based on what's around it. In After Effects, it will do the same thing, but with video, powered by Adobe Sensei, its AI platform. To fine-tune the results, you can create a reference frame in Photoshop. And finally, Amazon wants to provide broadband internet access via thousands of satellites, 3,236 of them to be precise, in low Earth orbit. The effort is codenamed Project Kuiper. Amazon made three sets of filings with the International Telecommunications Union last month by the Federal Communications Commission on behalf of Kuiper Systems, LLC, which is based in Washington, D.C. The ITU oversees global telecom satellite operations and will have to sign off on the effort. Amazon confirmed to GeekWire the project existed, but didn't provide a timeline for deployment or give any details on pricing. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show and be sure to check out Daily Tech Headlines every weekday for the latest tech headlines. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. From all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.